Okay, let's move on to regular calendar, because it's a few minutes before our time, certain time. And that would be item 560. And maybe we take, let's take 560 first and then the burn grant ones, I guess, right? Is that the right way to do it? Take 560 by itself.
560, accept a grant in the amount of $49,921 from the U.S. Department of Justice, Office of Community-Oriented Policing Services, 2013 Community Policing Development Microgrants Program to fund the Police Bureau's Strategic Equity Plan development process.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Welcome.
Good morning.
So our goal today is to answer the council's questions from last month and to provide some clarification. We've got some presenters here to discuss how these funds will be used and what the restrictions are. So we appreciate you being here this morning. I'm not sure who's going to take it away first, but whoever
I can like open. To. Well, good morning, all. I had to edit my notes. I originally had good afternoon, so I'm glad I got to do that.
No, we were ahead of schedule.
So. Good morning, Mayor and Commissioners. My name is Alan Lazo. I'm a member of the Portland Human Rights Commission, and I've been a member of the Community and Police Relations Committee, which is a subcommittee of the Human Rights Commission since the fall of 2012. I wanted to start off by taking this opportunity to provide some background about the Community and Police Relations Committee. CPRC was created as a follow-up to the Racial Profiling Committee, which had been formed originally in 2007 to address the to address racial profiling in the Bureau. CPRC's scope was further expanded and extended beyond just the plan to address racial profiling at that time and includes improving relations among the community and the Police Bureau. CPRC is comprised of 15 members. Five of those members are Human Rights Commissioners, five members are Portland Police Bureau members, and five members are from the community at large. To become a member of the Human Rights Commission, as you know, as with other city commissions, there's a public open invitation for applications, and those applicants then are interviewed by HRC's nominating committee. New members are then recommended by the HRC and are appointed here by council. To further become a member of the CPRC, HRC commissioners then either apply to be or are appointed by the chair of the Human Rights Commission. The five Police Bureau members that sit on the CPRC are selected and appointed by the Bureau, and in my experience, has been that the Bureau has sought to appoint members who have been very dedicated to and very involved with working with the community. The folks that we sit at the table with from the Police Bureau are folks that are very active in the community already. For the five community members at large positions, we announce those open positions and accept applications from members of the public. The nominating committee of that CPRC, which generally consists of two human rights commissioners, members on CPRC, one community member, and one Police Bureau member of CPRC, then interview those community applicants, recommend the applicants to the HRC, and they're then appointed by the Human Rights Commission to the CPRC. As with other city-appointed commissions that we have here in the city, we strive to represent all members of the community as best as possible. And just like with many other of our commissions here in the city, we certainly can do a better job. But I do believe that the HRC members and the community members on CPRC are individuals who are committed to improving the relationship between the community and our Police Bureau. My experience with CPRC over the last year and a half has been that we all have worked to create a group and create a space where we can better understand the perspectives of one another through respectful dialogue in that space. As we've continued through our work over these years, we're also reminded that there are many different ways that we can bring about change, that there's a wide spectrum of how people, and I think you know that well, can participate in efforts to bring about change, from protesting in the streets, to court challenges, to independent oversight. We respect and acknowledge that all those efforts can work to bring about change, and I believe that those who have chosen to sit at the CPRC table have chosen a path toward building a partnership between the community and the Bureau that can help improve relations and create a Police Bureau that reflects the desires and values of our community. The support that the COPS grant that we're going to talk about today will further one of the major projects of CPRC over the last several years. And others here will discuss that in further. But the goals of the CPRC's Institutional Racism Training Subcommittee have been consistent since we started our work in 2011. We're working to create organizational transformation around issues of equity by implementing an organizational equity plan. We're working to improve the Bureau's service to our community. And we're also working to strengthen the partnerships and trust between police and the community. And we're also working to help increase the diversity in the ranks and other areas of the Bureau itself to help, again, better reflect the diversity in our community. So I'll pass it on for others to talk more in detail about the project itself and the COPS grant. Thank you very much for your time this morning.
Great. Thanks, Alan. Good morning.
Good morning. Thank you for this opportunity to present. My name is Emma Covelli, and I work at the Portland Police Bureau and was the past project manager staffing for the Community and Police Relations Subcommittee. And prior to working at the Bureau, I worked at Portland State University in the Criminal Justice Policy Research Institute. And through that opportunity, I was able to work statewide with police agencies on both training efforts and SOPS data analysis related to racial profiling and other community tensions around racial issues. And so the reason I mention that is I just want to say that it's been an honor to work with this committee. I have never seen something so comprehensive in the state of Oregon. And when I've spoken with people who work in other states and at the Wiesenthal Museum and other connections who are doing similar type of efforts, they have not either. And we have also received that feedback from the COPS grant facilitators as well. And so I think over time, people are going to be really pleased with the outcomes of this work. The people who have already had the opportunity to be involved both within the Bureau and outside of the Bureau in the community have expressed a lot of encouragement that this is really an authentic and genuine program getting down into the issues and finding solutions. So I just want to provide some, you know, express some support for this work and some enthusiasm for it. And certainly we can always improve our processes, and that is part of what we sought this grant for and also the equity position. Damon Isaiah Turner will be providing you all more details around the past accomplishments of the subcommittee and the community involvement that has taken place already. I'm going to just touch on briefly the components that the grant is for. And so that is for funding the strategic equity plan for the Bureau and also the evaluation plan. And both of those go really hand in hand. And so with the strategic equity plan, and to respect the recent community concerns, Damon Isaiah Turner has decided to decline the possibility of filling that consultant role and to avoid the appearance of impropriety. And so we want to make sure we clarified that. And the CPRC subcommittee has already developed some general goals around the strategic plan and the training strategy, which we have been working off of for the last couple of years. But we need to further vet the goals and to get them to a level at a place where they are measurable for the evaluation plan, and also examine the best stages for the organizational change strategies with the desired outcomes, and taking into consideration everything else is happening in the Bureau so we can be successful with this work. We also need to create the estimated dates for both the training action items and the organizational change action items. And the CPRC subcommittee strategically postponed some of these details in order to get some of the initial trainings out. And the plan around this was that they wanted the command staff and the supervisors to go through the initial training first so that we could have more internal involvement around these discussions. And So this is both to help the next stages of the development and to allow more accurate strategic planning in the Bureau. But now it is timed for us to do that work, and some of the information is critical for the command staff training and the evaluation plan. And Dr. Nishishaba will be needing to have very specific measurable goals in order to do her component of this work. The consultant is responsible for facilitating the meeting discussions, bringing in resources and expertise for guiding best practices, coordinating additional community feedback with the mayor's office as well, and also the incoming equity manager. These are really critical discussions, and the process is really time intensive. So that is one of the reasons why we provide that within the COPS equity grant, so that we could ensure that the work progressed and completed. The second part, the evaluation plan, will be an organizational level evaluation plan that Dr. Nishishaba is going to assist the subcommittee with. And this is critical for monitoring our progress over time and being sure that the program goals are being met. If certain program goals aren't being met, we want to be able to identify those early on, and so we can review our strategy plan and make adjustments as necessary. And also, it'll provide us some assessment of when we are ready to move into certain stages of the strategic plan. So both of these components are really critical for success and the sustainability of this work. And I know that we had representatives of the mayor's office that we met with individually from time to time throughout this process, and they also joined in several of our meetings and expressed to us the importance to them that these two components were a part of this process, and we see that as well. And Maria Lisa and Damon Isaiah Turner are going to speak on some of the other questions that have come up.
Thanks, Emma. Maria Lisa?
Commissioners, Mayor, thank you for having us here this morning. I just want to say I'm very proud of the accomplishments of this subcommittee and the committee, the Community and Police Relations Committee. It is a unique partnership with the Police Bureau and the Human Rights Commission. As you can imagine, it's taken hundreds of volunteer hours to get to the stage where we are at, and we realize that for going forward, that sort of commitment was not sustainable. So part of the reason why the COPS grant was pursued was because we were foreseeing a change happening. I do this sort of consulting work in my real job, and acknowledge that false starts and stops really can hurt an organization's progress in moving forward. We've dedicated now 2 years to this work, and we've had to stall the committee for a bit to staff it up. And our concern and our commitment is that that stopping might hurt the work in moving forward because it might create doubt internally within the organization. Thank you. So I wanted to address the question that came up last time around why have a consultant and then the equity manager come in, sort of overlapping. And what we would like the consultant to do is really address the planning pieces and continue the facilitation process that we don't have the volunteer time to support. We are expecting that the new manager position will partner very closely with our committee and with the community around these issues because the work didn't begin just now. It's been ongoing, and it's a vision of the Community and Police Relations Committee to continue. So there are some specific aspects of the work that would be the consultant's purview, and then the manager position would come in and take off and work in partnership together.
Great. Thank you. Morning, Damon.
Good morning. Mayors and commissioners. I'm Damon Isaiah Turner, and I serve on the Human Rights Commission and the Community and Police Relations Committee. And I chair the CPRC subcommittee that developed and is co-managing this initiative in partnership with the Portland Police Bureau. I served, in effect, as a volunteer co-project manager with Emma Covalley. And professionally, I'm a consultant, and I presently serve as the project manager at the Criminal Justice Policy Research Institute at Portland State University for a statewide training program on bias-based policing for law enforcement agencies. And to reiterate, I will not be applying for the consultant position that exists within the COPS grant due to my role within the HRC and the CPRC. I would like to add on to what Alan, Emma, and Marie-Lisa have shared about our accomplishments, history of development of this initiative, and the purpose of the COPS grant funding, telling you a brief story, which in essence is a local case study, regarding what I think are two elements to collective leadership: partnership and commitment. In addition to the feedback that the CPRC has given to the PPB Crime Analysis Unit on STOPS data, specifically in regards to this initiative, Emma, Deanna, and I have conducted specific outreach to some community constituents to make them aware of the partnership and commitment that both the CPRC and PPB have in addressing these issues. This has included, one, presenting at both the at-large CPRC, HRC members, and community members. One session was held at the Miracles Club on MLK for open feedback on training goals and requests. Two, meeting with law enforcement officials at Multnomah County Sheriff's Office to share our initiative with them and to begin a discussion of their interest in our model. Three, meeting with community leaders such as pastors and organization leads that focus on constituencies that are concerned with law enforcement's interactions with individuals from certain segments of the community. Four, engaging with Carl Goodman, a retired assistant director of the Adult Services Division at the Department of Community Justice in Multnomah County. Specifically, Mr. Goodman provided two presentations to stakeholders within PPB and the CPRC regarding the process that Multnomah County DCJ took to address institutional race issues in regards to staffing and interaction with clients. This greatly informed our processes and originally stemmed from the recommendation of a CPRC community member. Five, engaging with the Portland Police Bureau's Training Advisory Council in their efforts to connect all of the work of the various PPB advisory councils with one another. Six, engaging with members of IPR and members of the Portland Police Bureau's training division in an informed strategy of discussing how best practice efforts from complaints can be implemented into future in-service scenario trainings. Seven, observing trainings at an in-service and at the Department of Public Safety and Standards and Training down in Salem, as well as participating in ride-alongs with both the Gang Enforcement Task Force and other units to have a more informed perspective of issues that intersect with race and other underserved communities. I personally had the opportunity to confer with Commissioner Novick on behalf of the CPRC at the Community Police Academy last November in a mental health scenario. And I also had a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity of learning to handcuff the mayor.
Let's hope it's only once in a lifetime.
And eight, as previously mentioned here before City Council, the CPRC directly engaged and contracted with Dr. Joseph Graves, an internationally known research expert on the biology of race based at North Carolina A&T University and the University of North Carolina, Greensboro, for both of the previous trainings to command staff and sergeants that Emma mentioned. And nine, co-designing, advocating for, and soliciting the support of over 16 organizations for the position of program manager within the Bureau for there to be a staff point person within the Office of the Chief that can bring into alignment not only the work began with the CPRC and the previous iteration of the Racial Profiling Committee, but also the coexisting concurrent work within the Bureau under the Equity Leadership Council, consisting of Bureau members only, that will include the continuing of the intergroup dialogue model of police officers originally created by the Human Rights Commission. I reiterate, partnership and commitment. And while much of this work has been done in a volunteer engagement capacity, much of this has to be staffed in order to be done efficiently and credibly. To be blunt, this work cannot wait until the equity manager is in place, given that the time frame from which there was last staffing from the fall of last year into the present has already affected the time frame from the implementation of the work and key elements such as the equity analysis toolkit designed by the committee. We have laid the groundwork for both the consultant and the program manager to A, not start at ground zero. This work has been informed by national best practice efforts and local community demands for continuing to work with law enforcement to make it the best bureau on the West Coast and in the United States. B, be able to immediately work with the existing advisory groups and other key community constituencies. And C, earn the trust of both bureau members and members of the civilian community, which in itself is not an easy task, given the political nature of both. In articulating and implementing authenticity on how this work actually connects to helping to make officers the best officers that they can be, and how legitimacy and trust can be strengthened within communities that have not traditionally had it for law enforcement. I would like to conclude by stating that I've personally lived in 7 metropolitan cities and observed various interactions with law enforcement and the civilian community. And someone like myself who attended middle school and high school here has observed that we do have the capacity to do something different here in our town of Portland that can be utilized as a model for other cities if it is allowed to continue to grow, and this grant will help us in those efforts. In fact, the COPS office insisted on PP accepting this grant after it was first refused because of the latter imposed ownership restrictions that the COPS office had initially posed. And the COPS office then came back to PPB and insisted that the grant be accepted given the innovative nature of what we have built here so far and are continuing to build. In essence, they had not seen anything like it in other locales. That, esteemed City Council, is partnership and commitment. Thank you for your time and your support.
Thank you all. Excellent presentation. Thank you. Any questions for this panel? Thank you. Now, I know Lieutenant Kerr is here as well as members of the command staff. I'm not sure if you wanted to present anything or answer questions, but thank you all very much.
Thank you.
Questions for the Bureau? And if not, are there folks signed up?
One person, Crystal Alinsky.
Thank you all. Is Crystal still here? Okay. Then this item is an emergency ordinance. Unless there's further council discussion, we'll take a roll call.
Fish?
Aye.
Saltzman?
Aye.
Novick?
Aye.
Fritz?
Thank you for the presentation. Aye.
Hales?
I think this was really an eloquent presentation about why this work matters, and we appreciate both the volunteers that are involved in the work as members of the committee, as members of the commission, and the good work being done in partnership with leaders in the Bureau. So thank you. Aye.